Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Ram Prasad Ki Tervi is Seema Pava's directorial debut. You'll know the actor from the many mothers and chachis she's played on screen. Among my favourites is the hapless mom in Shubh Mangal Savdhan, who tries to explain the mysteries of a woman's body to her daughter by comparing it to a gufa which only opens for Ali Baba and not for the Chalis Chor. Irrespective of the length or depth of the role, Seema imbues her characters with humanity and affection. They are people we recognise, people we might know in life. She brings the same authenticity and warmth to her film. Ram Prasad Ki Tervi is a family drama bursting with taujis, chachis, bhabis and nanans. But no one in this vast tableau is shortchanged. Each character is distinctive and nursing unique wounds. When they all gather after their father, the titular Ram Prasad dies. The gloves come off. But the arguments, old hurts and bitchy asides don't lead to any earth-shattering confrontation. There are no villains here, just the understanding that human beings are flawed, relationships are fragile, and yet we must strive as best as we can to be happy. The family reunion at a funeral is a standard movie trope. Think of films like August, Osage County, or the comedy Death at a Funeral. In Kapoor and Sons, the grandfather's heart attack forces the brothers to come home. Seema uses the structural device to frame her story. The film begins with Ram Prasad dying and the narrative unfolds over the days until his Theravi. Ram Prasad's six children, their spouses and children and other relatives gather. There are arguments about how the kachoris should be cooked and how long Mamaji takes in the bathroom. The four brothers gather on a terrace to have drinks at night. Three sisters-in-law gossip about the fourth one. One nephew even manages a flirtation. Meanwhile, Ram Prasad's wife Ammaji stares at the vast sprawling family and wonders, who are these people? In one scene, she says mournfully, "Aaj jab sab saath hain, to bahut akelapan lag raha hai." This is a film about loss and the small acts of selfishness that accrue over a lifetime. But Seema, who's also written the story, consistently leavens it with humor. Even the rituals of death have an unexpected comedy. In one scene, a relative is haggling over the cost of wood for Ram Prasad's pyre. Seema also pokes gentle fun at Ammaji, who repeats with relish and tears the story of how her husband died to every visitor who asks, "Ye kaise hua?" After all, it's Ammaji's moment in the spotlight. The large house in Lucknow where the family gathers is a looming presence in the film. The various levels, the spiral staircase, the bedroom on the terrace all add texture to the film's lived-in atmosphere. The camera glides in and out of these spaces with fluidity. In fact, the weakest scenes in the film are those outside the house. From Nasruddin Shah, who makes a guest appearance as Ram Prasad, to Supriya Pathak as Ammaji, to the terrific Manoj Pawa as the eldest brother, to Parambrata Chatterjee as the youngest brother, to Konkana Sen Sharma as his wife, to Vikrant Masi as the hormonally charged nephew, to Brijendra Kala as the permanently aggrieved son-in-law. But no one person dominates the frame. They work together like a seasoned sports team. Ram Prasad Ki Tervi has passages that are inert. In some scenes, the film strains much too hard to tug at our heartstrings. The background score by Sagar Desai aids in this, but songs seem unnecessary. Seema is too keen to spell out the lessons learned here. Ram Prasad's piano and the necessity of fixing faulty notes is a recurring motif. And the script ties up the narrative threads a little too neatly. But the director's compassionate gaze helps to steer the film through these hurdles. I know the idea of starting a new year with a film about death doesn't exactly seem appealing, but Ram Prasad Ki Tervi leaves you with hope and a smile. You can see the film in theatres. Don't forget to wear a mask.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm gonna ice and snow all week. But if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's gonna get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.